This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Creator of the earth and sky, ruling the firmament on high, clothing the day with robes of light, blessing with gracious sleep the night, that rest may comfort weary men, and brace to useful toil again, and soothe awhile the harassed mind, and sorrow's heavy load unbind. Day sinks, we thank thee for thy gift. Night comes, and once again we lift our prayer and vows and hymns that we against all ills may shielded be. Thee let the secret heart acclaim, thee let our tuneful voices name. Round thee our chaste affections cling, thee sober reason own as king. That when black darkness closes day, and shadows thicken round our way, faith may no darkness know and night, from faith's clear beam may borrow light. Rest not my heaven-born mind and will, rest all ye thoughts and deeds of ill. May faith its watch unwearied keep, and cool the dreaming warmth of sleep. From cheats of sense, Lord, keep me free, and let my heart's depth dream of thee. Let not my envious foe draw near to break my rest with any fear. Pray we the Father and the Son and Holy Ghost, O three in one, blessed Trinity, whom all obey. Guard thou thy sheep by night and day. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ, may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
We praise the wisdom which wrought them all.
As we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Si haberetis vitem, sicut granos in apis, diceretis huic arbori, eradicare et transplantare in mare, et obedire et vobis. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et Cheenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cortis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Si haberetis vitem, sicut granos in apis, diceretis huic arbori, eradicare et transplantare in mare, et obedire et vobis.
Christ had compassion on the hungry and performed a miracle of love for them. Mindful of this, let us pray.
Show us your love, Lord.
Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in them the fire of your Spirit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity and respond generously to the needs of our time.
Show us your love, Lord.
Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us.
Show us your love, Lord.
May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints, whose names are in the Book of Life.
show us your love, Lord.
Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and the desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us, to pardon what conscience dreads, and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Sing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.